This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Go out to the hotline and talk to our Steelers beat guy and our Penguins beat guy and our Pirates beat guy, Jeff Hathorn, joining us here. And we'll start with a lot of Steeler talk here. Good morning to you, Jeff. How's everything?
Hey, Colin. Hey, Jim.
He might be around. Who knows? He's there. Okay, there is news. And the news is that Hank Fraley interviewed, or they're in the course of interviewing him, either yesterday or today. How does this all shake down in terms of the dynamic? And I am a bit confused as to the offensive coordinator waiting on filling that job before they hire an offensive line coach. Fill me in here, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm honestly confused with that as well. You wonder why you wouldn't have the offensive coordinator involved in that decision, unless maybe you want to be the guy that hired the OC. So since you are not in a lot of those meetings, you want to make sure it's kind of your guy that's in there and part of those meetings. The other thing that jumped out to me is we actually talked about that on the PM team about Hank Fraley, and I didn't, you know, he's 43. Like, how did that happen? Wasn't it just yesterday he was, you know, an undrafted free agent out of Robert Morris? So Hank Fraley's been around. He's done a couple of college offensive line coaching jobs, and then he was with the Vikings, and then most recently with Detroit. I mean, I like coaches that had to fight for everything they had because they've had to learn more. They've probably played multiple positions, whether it was, you know, O-line or linebacker, wherever it is. And, you know, from what I read about Fraley in Detroit, they were very high on him. So, you know, yes, it's a local name, and immediately you can throw that out, but it seems like there's some traction with Hank Fraley here.
Yeah, that's intriguing to me. But, you know, it also gets back to the – he's kind of a local guy, right, having gone to Robert Morris. And I think he was originally with the Steelers as an undrafted free agent before he ended up, you know, finding some footing, I think, in Philly. But, yeah, that makes sense to me. And Jeff explained it really well, that when you've got guys that have to work, in other words, he had to be coached up from Robert Morris to the NFL. That's not a path that a lot of people take. And he's done it, he's lived it, and a guy like that, I believe, would also have the respect for the players, from the players, I should say, as well.
Yeah, and plus he's not coming right from a playing career. He's been in enough diverse situations as a coach, and he's learned, you know, other systems. He's learned from other coaches. It seems like it would be a good hire. You know, there's another guy, James Campen, who is intriguing, who is with the Chargers and let go after this season. But, you know, he coached Green Bay's offensive line against the Steelers in the Super Bowl, and he's been around. He's a little more experienced. But it seems like, you know, you see it in head coaches, you see it in a lot of places, that younger players respond to, you know, relatively younger coaches. And while 43 isn't exactly just walking off the playing field, it hasn't been that long for Hank Fraley.
Steelers beat guy Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. How much do you think that this offense is going to be one where it's not going to be, I don't want to say dependent on who the quarterback is, but do you think that the Pittsburgh Steelers have designs on getting their guy, installing their offense, and putting it in? Or do you think that it really does hinge on if Ben Roethlisberger's coming back and kind of a pause on what it's going to be for the long haul?
Well, I think for multiple reasons, if you're an offensive coordinator with a name, and let's assume they've talked to a couple of the bigger names out there along with Matt Canada, maybe that's why this process is taking as long as it is, because they want to make sure that they talk to everybody they possibly can. If I'm that guy, I want to know who the quarterback's going to be, or at least I want to know what Roethlisberger's plans are before I commit to the Steelers. And again, I don't know this, but maybe that's another reason why this is delayed, because they're waiting on what Ben thinks. But yeah, I want to know that. Not that Mason Rudolph is incredibly different from Ben as far as the style of quarterback, but still, I want to know if Roethlisberger is there. If I'm going to commit to being an assistant coach, where it could be, okay, 1 year I've got this Hall of Famer, and then the following year I'm not sure what I have. In some respects, it might be easier to lure a guy with a new quarterback where there's no questions to his system, or he doesn't have to worry about catering to a veteran. So I think that's a big decision.
Jeff, I just don't see, you know, we knew all along, I guess, that there would be a day of reckoning, of salary cap reckoning at some point. It's here. It's here right now. And they've got so many issues and so many guys that are up against it. I don't see how they can help but make widespread changes here, starting with a QB.
Yeah, and it becomes a cliche about kicking it down the road. And you could sign Roethlisberger into an extension and kick more money down the road. But I'm with you. In my opinion, I don't want to do that anymore. I think it's time where you need to make a decision. There are times with great players that you have to make decisions, and they don't always get to go out like Jerome Bettis. Troy Polamalu didn't get to go out that way. Hines Ward didn't get to go out that way, and they were great Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger is a great Steeler. If that was his last game, it was his last game. While that's the freshest memory, I think the minute he retires, you'll step back and say, okay, this guy was pretty damn good. I'm not going to worry about what happened in the last few games of 2020 and let that define his career.
Where's Tom Rinaldi when you need him? Absolutely. Some a big, big long piece with some woodwind music underneath of it. I'm serious. I agree with you. I agree with you. Okay, in looking at the situation, a lot of the Steelers' coaches' contracts, if not all of them outside the head coaching contract, pretty much year to year. That being said, though, is Keith Butler on notice that he got a one-year contract? Is he on notice it better get better, or that's the last one-year contract he's getting?
No, absolutely he is, and he knows it. I mean, he understands the situation that they have right now, and that Terrell Austin is waiting. Much like Keith Butler was kind of waiting with Dick LeBeau, you know, obviously those defenses didn't get to the point where they had the struggles, although, you know, it wasn't always sunshine with Dick LeBeau as defensive coordinator. He realizes. And, you know, I do think the injuries played a factor in what they were dealing with. I mean, they were throwing guys in a middle linebacker that hadn't played in the NFL or hadn't played with this team. It was not pretty at times, but I think some of those injuries played a bigger part than led on. And let's be real, in some of those games, holding NFL teams now in the 20s is not a bad job defensively. The defense had some issues, but the offense surely did not help out with turnovers or bad plays, and that lines up with the playoff game as well.
All right, last thing for you before we let you go. You get a one-word answer. That's it. It's just one word. Friday, Penguins play the Rangers. Who's the starting goalie?
Lafreniere.
Come on, this guy. Who's the starting goalie?
Smith.
Okay, there it is. The Smith. Jeff, we thank you. So you're allowed to speak more than one words now. Goalie controversy. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. We'll check in on all things Steelers and all things Penguins, and as we get closer to Pirates, that too. Jeff, thanks again, as always.
Thanks, Colin. Uh-huh. Thanks, Jim.
Jim, hardest working man in show business, Jeff Hathorn, right there.
He there's no question.
Absolutely grinds it every single day. Big thanks to him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.